You got to go connect with people that are going to be able to give you a loan, hard money, somebody you can partner with. Maybe you partner with somebody really quick. You partner with, hey, I got the deal. Let me be your buying agent, your listing agent, and then let me get 10% of the profit because I brought you the deal.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another no BS episode right now.
How to go from a realtor to an investor. Okay, here's a couple of tips. Actually, here are three tips on how to go from a realtor to an investor. Tip number one, let's just say you're doing a residential, you're a residential realtor, you just got started. You got an investor that wants to buy X kind of property. Well, you're doing all the work and you're going to get 3% commission, right? Maybe the house is $300,000 and you're going to make $9,000. Hey, it's not bad. But if you happen to find some really, really good deals out there, right? Don't go give them to a client, right? Why don't you just buy them yourself? Crazy, right? So how do you do that? Well, first of all, go start going to your real estate investing, start going to your real estate investing meetings locally, right? Just type in real estate investing meetup in your city and you're going to find a whole bunch, hopefully, right? And start connecting with people that are going to give you a loan, partner with you, give you money, partner with you again, give you a loan, because that's the biggest thing in your mind. Where do I get the money? Right? That's where you go. Start connecting, join some Facebook groups for real estate investing all over the country. Join my Facebook group, Billion Dollar Multifamily and Commercial Real Estate. Go ahead and join that. But you can join stuff around your city, around your state. Start getting some deal flow. Start connecting and just start putting the pieces together. When you find a good deal, because you'll know if it's a good deal because you're a real estate agent, right? Hopefully you learn, you're really good at doing comps. You try to take that down yourself. Be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to buy this. Okay. So number one, you find a good deal. You want to go ahead and take it down yourself, get under contract for you. Number two, you know, you got to go connect with people that are going to be able to give you a loan, hard money, somebody you can partner with. Maybe you partner with somebody you really quick. You partner with, say, hey, I got the deal. Let me be your buying agent, your listing agent, and then let me get 10% of the profit because I brought you the deal, right? Should I do that all day long? If somebody would brought me deals when I was flipping houses and I'd pay them, if it was on the MLS, of course, even if you're on the MLS, I pay them they'd be my broker on the front end, back end, and I would give them a tip. How many of you are only a listing agent? How many of you are only a buying agent? How many of you only list and buy and you don't get a share of the profit? If you're bringing this client nice deals on your own, you start asking for a piece of that profit, or you go find another investor that'll do it. There will be investors that will do that, okay? I'm sure there's some legalese in there. You got to figure out it for every state, but it is possible. So step number three, how do you become a real estate agent to an investor? Well, you follow step number one, which is go find yourself a good deal. You're already searching for those. And step number two, you start going through these RIAs. And step number three, you connect on Facebook, social media, join the billion dollar multifamily and commercial real estate group, join flipping houses groups, join all kinds of groups, and you'll start getting a flow and a feel of what it takes to start either wholesaling them or flipping them or keeping them for rentals. There'll be a lot of people out there that would want to partner with you. And there's also a lot of coaches out there, some shitty ass coaches out there, but there's some really, really good ones. I will give some referrals, possibly, I don't know, but I don't do single family. And if I do give a referral, I'm going to make sure that it's going to be a good referral because I don't want to give out a crappy referral. So, but just keep watching my videos. If you see, if I get one, I'll put it in the comments. I'll just erase the last part about the referrals. There's some good coaches, there's some bad coaches. So connect with somebody that's already had a coach before that can recommend you, hey, this was a good program, but this program totally sucked really bad. So how do you do that? Man, social media is the bathroom wall of the United States. For you guys who are like, grew up in the 80s, I was born in the late 70s, and I remember going to the public bathrooms when I was a kid in the 80s, and it said, for a good time, call this person, and it would say, people were right inside of bathroom walls, right? So now the internet is America's bathroom wall. That's where that came from. All right. See you next time. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage
value add or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.